Ever wondered why the ultra-wealthy seem to pay so little in taxes while you hand over a substantial portion of your paycheck to the government? Tom Wheelwright's Tax-Free Wealth reveals what financial elites have known for decades. The tax code isn't designed to punish success. It's a detailed roadmap to building wealth. This groundbreaking book, a favorite among entrepreneurs like Robert Kiyosaki and a staple in business schools nationwide, has transformed how thousands approach their finances. Wheelwright, a CPA with over 40 years of experience advising wealthy clients and a regular guest on financial news networks, challenges the conventional wisdom that taxes are unavoidable. Instead, he presents a revolutionary perspective. Governments worldwide use tax codes to incentivize specific economic behaviors, and understanding these incentives is the key to dramatically reducing your tax burden, possibly to zero, while building sustainable wealth. Most people view taxes as a government tool to extract money from citizens. This fundamental misunderstanding keeps millions paying far more than necessary. The reality? In the United States, less than 1% of the tax code focuses on collecting revenue. The remaining 99% consists of incentives designed to encourage specific economic activities, from home ownership to business investment, renewable energy adoption, and charitable giving. Think about it. Why would governments create 5,800-plus pages of tax code just to say, "Pay us money"? They wouldn't. Instead, tax laws function as a sophisticated system of incentives directing economic behavior. For example, the mortgage interest deduction encourages homeownership, depreciation allowances promote business investment in equipment, and solar tax credits drive adoption of renewable energy. These aren't loopholes, they're deliberately crafted incentives to shape economic decisions. The tax code operates like a roadmap of governmental priorities. When Congress wants to boost certain industries or behaviors, they create tax incentives. Consider the Research and Development Tax Credit, which can reduce taxes by up to 20% of qualifying expenses. Or look at Opportunity Zones, which offer capital gains tax benefits to encourage investment in economically distressed communities. Each provision signals clear policy objectives. Two essential rules form the foundation of effective tax planning. First, it's your money, not the government's. As Judge Learned Hand famously stated, there's nothing sinister in arranging affairs to keep taxes as low as possible. Second, tax laws exist primarily to reduce your taxes, not increase them, when you follow the government's incentives. This applies whether you're claiming a child tax credit as a parent or structuring a business to maximize depreciation deductions. This perspective shift is crucial. The tax code reveals exactly what governments want you to do with your money. When you align your financial activities with these preferences, you're not exploiting the system, you're using it precisely as designed. Consider real estate investors who use 1031 exchanges to defer taxes while building their portfolios, or business owners who maximize retirement contributions through SEP IRAs and 401ks. The wealthy have understood this for generations, which explains why they often pay proportionately less than middle-class taxpayers, despite earning substantially more. Understanding tax law as an incentive system rather than a revenue collection mechanism transforms tax planning from a defensive exercise into a strategic opportunity. Smart tax planning means identifying which government-incentivized activities align with your financial goals and systematically incorporating them into your financial strategy. Whether through business structures, investment choices, or charitable giving, the key is to recognize that the tax code is fundamentally a blueprint for reducing taxes through government-approved methods. Robert Kiyosaki's Cash Flow Quadrant provides a powerful framework for understanding tax disparities. The quadrant divides income earners into four categories: employees, E, and self-employed, S, on the left side, and business owners, B, and investors, on the right side. Those earning income on the left side typically pay significantly higher taxes than those on the right, not by accident, but by design. Governments worldwide use tax incentives to encourage entrepreneurship and investment because these activities create jobs, housing, and economic growth. When you follow these incentives, you not only save on taxes, but often make more money overall. Consider this real-world example. One of Wheelwright's clients turned a New Mexico vacation into a tax-deductible business trip by looking for real estate opportunities. While saving $3,000 in taxes, he discovered a deal worth $1 million. The government will ultimately collect $300,000 in taxes from this transaction, but only after the investor makes a substantial profit. Anyone can shift some activities to the B and I side of the quadrant. Starting a home-based business or investing in tax-preferred sectors like real estate, energy, or agriculture creates immediate tax benefits while building long-term wealth. The tax code rewards those who contribute to economic growth, not those who simply earn wages. What's particularly powerful about this approach is that you don't need to quit your job to begin benefiting. You can start small, perhaps with a side business or modest investments, while maintaining your regular employment. As your tax knowledge and financial education grow, you can gradually shift more of your income-producing activities to the tax-advantaged right side of the quadrant. Depreciation might be the most powerful tax benefit available, described by Wheelwright as magic because you get a deduction for something that doesn't cost you any money. When you purchase income-producing assets like buildings or equipment, you can deduct a portion of their cost annually, even while these assets may be appreciating in value. Imagine purchasing a $1 million commercial building for your business. After subtracting the land value, $220,000, you can depreciate $780,000 over time. In the U.S., commercial buildings depreciate over 39 years, providing a $20,000 annual deduction. Components like cabinets and flooring can be depreciated faster, 20% annually, potentially increasing your total annual deduction to $37,500. For someone in a 40% tax bracket, this creates $15,000 in annual tax savings that can be reinvested or used personally. Essentially, a government-subsidized vacation. The beauty of depreciation is that it applies to the entire building cost, including the portion financed by the bank. Real estate investing offers particularly powerful tax advantages through depreciation. Consider an $800,000 apartment building generating $12,000 annual cash flow. Depreciation deductions might total $38,000 annually, creating a $26,000 tax loss despite positive cash flow. This makes the $12,000 income tax-free and potentially generates a $10,400 tax refund for someone in the 40% bracket. To maximize depreciation benefits, perform cost segregation studies on your properties. These studies, conducted by qualified professionals, identify components that can be depreciated more quickly than the overall structure. While many tax preparers overlook this strategy, it can dramatically accelerate your deductions and increase immediate tax savings. In every country, different types of income have different tax implications. Think of your income as falling into different buckets, each with unique tax characteristics. Earned income, wages and salaries, represents the highest tax category, subject to both income taxes and employment taxes. This bucket has serious holes. Your income leaks out through high taxation rates. Ordinary income includes pension distributions, 401k withdrawals, and other sources that don't fit specific categories. While better than earned income because it avoids employment taxes, it's still taxed at the highest income tax rates. Investment income encompasses capital gains, interest, dividends, and passive income from business and real estate investments. This category typically enjoys lower tax rates and numerous opportunities for deferral or elimination of taxes. Passive income comes from business or real estate investments you don't personally manage. While taxed at regular rates, there are many strategies to reduce the taxable amount. The key is balancing passive income generators, PIGs, with passive activity losses, PALs, from investments like real estate. Most financial advisors focus exclusively on pre-tax retirement accounts, which merely postpone taxes rather than permanently reducing them. The conventional argument that you'll be in a lower tax bracket during retirement assumes you're planning to retire poor. In reality, retirees often face higher effective tax rates despite similar income levels because they lose deductions for children, homes, and businesses. The wealthy focus on creating streams of tax-advantaged income rather than merely deferring taxes. For example, real estate investors can use like-kind exchanges, Section 1031 in the U.S., to sell property and reinvest in similar property without paying taxes on the gain. When combined with depreciation and proper estate planning, this strategy can eliminate taxes completely while building substantial wealth. Most countries have progressive income tax systems, where higher income means higher tax rates. The key strategy is getting the benefit of as many low tax brackets as possible, often by involving family members in your business and investment activities. Consider George, a business owner with 6 children. Rather than using risky offshore strategies, he distributed business ownership among family members. By dividing ownership between himself, his wife, their 2 married children, and 4 unmarried children, the business could earn $387,000 with every dollar taxed at 12% or less. This saved over $42,000 in federal income taxes compared to George and his wife owning the business alone. This approach works particularly well when implemented early, before a business becomes highly profitable, as transferring ownership at this stage avoids gift tax issues. The strategy allows the family to use multiple tax brackets effectively, while maintaining control through careful entity structuring. If you don't have children or your children are in high tax brackets, consider involving elderly parents who are in lower tax brackets. By giving them portions of your limited partnership, S corporation, or LLC, income flows to their returns at their lower rates. Since you remain the manager or majority owner, you maintain control while reducing the overall family tax burden. Corporations provide another way to leverage tax brackets. In the U.S., corporations now pay a flat 21% tax rate. By strategically splitting income between pass-through entities and corporations, business owners can shift high bracket income to lower corporate rates. The key principle is treating your business professionally, outsourcing specific functions like marketing, bookkeeping, or human resources to separate entities with legitimate business purposes beyond tax reduction. This approach satisfies both tax efficiency and business optimization goals. Tax credits are the most powerful tax reduction tool available, functioning as a magic pill by directly offsetting taxes dollar for dollar rather than merely reducing taxable income. They effectively serve as direct government subsidies delivered through the tax system. Governments offer various categories of tax credits to incentivize specific behaviors. Family credits reward raising children, with amounts varying based on children's ages and numbers in the home. Education credits help offset university tuition and related costs, typically as a portion of expenses or flat amounts per student. Working poor credits assist those at or near poverty level. Interestingly, even high-income business owners and investors may qualify if their deductions reduce their taxable income sufficiently, demonstrating how the tax code isn't designed to be fair, but to encourage business and investing. Charity credits in many jurisdictions provide benefits for donations to schools, poverty relief, and other charities, often in addition to charitable deductions. Investment tax credits represent the largest category, targeting business owners and investors. These include credits for low-income housing development, equipment purchases, and research and development. The author shares examples of clients who strategically used investment tax credits to reduce taxes while increasing profits. However, he emphasizes never investing solely for tax benefits. Always prioritize profit potential and invest in familiar industries. For education planning, consider alternatives to government-sponsored plans like 529s, which come with significant limitations. Instead, employ your children in your business and have them contribute earnings to an LLC, partnership, or S corporation that owns investments. This approach provides similar tax benefits while maintaining full control over investments and avoiding penalties for non-educational uses. While income taxes receive the most attention, other tax types can significantly impact your wealth-building journey. Property taxes, sales taxes, and estate taxes all require strategic planning. Sales taxes can actually exceed income taxes on the same revenue. Consider a business earning $100 with $80 in expenses, leaving $20 net income. At a 30% tax rate, income tax equals $6, but sales tax on that $100 could be $8 or higher, potentially more than your income tax, especially in countries with VAT systems. Many items are exempt from sales tax, including manufacturing equipment, research and development equipment, inventory, and raw materials. However, failing to collect required sales tax from customers can be devastating. The author has seen more businesses fail due to uncollected sales tax than any other tax issue. Property taxes present unique challenges as they're charged regardless of profitability and don't necessarily decrease when property values fall. To reduce real estate property taxes, challenge the assessed value through appraisals or by showing your property is valued higher than similar properties. For business personal property, numerous special benefits exist that can significantly reduce taxes, especially for equipment used in research and development and high-tech manufacturing. Estate planning ensures your wealth goes where you want after death while making the financial transition as painless as possible for your family. The three key steps to successful estate planning are placing assets in trusts, creating a will, and avoiding estate tax. Limited partnerships provide an ideal structure where you can give away value without surrendering control. As general partner, you can maintain management authority with as little as 1% ownership while giving away limited partnership interests that have no control rights. When giving away portions of private businesses or real estate, you can utilize minority and marketability discounts to maximize your exemption, allowing you to transfer more assets while using less of your lifetime exemption. For the charitably minded, charitable trusts offer powerful tax advantages while supporting favorite causes. Charitable remainder trusts allow you to receive income during your lifetime with assets transferring to charity upon death, while charitable lead trusts provide income to charity during your lifetime with assets eventually going to your family. Finding the right tax advisor is one of the most important financial decisions you'll make. A passionate tax advisor who sees the tax law as an opportunity rather than something to fear can dramatically reduce your tax burden while eliminating audit anxiety. The right advisor can often save you 10 to 40% on your tax bill through strategic planning and proper structuring of your affairs. Most tax preparers have minimal education and take only obvious deductions, focusing on short-term savings that cost you in the long run. Many have just 60 to 80 hours of basic tax training and primarily input data into software. They might save you $500 this year, but miss $5,000 in long-term savings opportunities. The real measure isn't how much your advisor charges, but how much they cost you in missed tax savings. A skilled advisor charging $2,500 who saves you $25,000 is far more valuable than a 500 preparer who misses major opportunities. The best tax advisors graduated from top universities, crave learning about tax law intricacies, and focus on your future rather than just past compliance. They regularly attend advanced training, subscribe to professional tax services, and network with other experts. They understand that tax laws aren't linear and require creative thinking to find connections between different sections that can benefit you. For example, they might combine real estate depreciation strategies with business expense rules to maximize deductions while minimizing risk. When interviewing potential advisors, discuss their view of tax law, who gets the most advantages, why they became an advisor, and their personal investment strategy. Look for someone who can explain complex concepts simply and shows genuine interest in your situation. A good advisor should ask about your dreams and goals, family situation, business circumstances, and philosophy on tax reduction. They should be able to provide examples of how they've helped similar clients achieve their objectives. Your tax advisor should also prepare your tax returns, not just provide advice. Using separate advisors and preparers can lead to great advice never being implemented, as nuanced strategies may be lost in translation. Tax return preparation should be viewed as both the final step in last year's planning and the first step in next year's strategy. This integrated approach ensures continuity and allows your advisor to spot patterns and opportunities across multiple years. Consider meeting with potential advisors in September or October, not during tax season when they're overwhelmed. Look for someone who maintains regular communication throughout the year and proactively suggests strategies as tax laws change. The best advisors typically work with 100 to 200 clients rather than thousands, allowing them to provide personalized attention and strategic planning. Once you've implemented effective tax strategies, you'll have additional cash flow that can accelerate your wealth-building journey. While it's tempting to spend this money on immediate pleasures, consider how much more impact you could have by investing it strategically. Three fundamental concepts drive massive wealth creation: compound interest, leverage, and velocity. Compound interest works by earning returns on both your principal and previously earned interest. While important, compound interest alone is a relatively slow way to build wealth, barely keeping pace with inflation. Leverage means earning returns on other people's money, not just your own. By borrowing $100,000 at 8% interest to purchase business equipment that generates 12% returns, you make $4,000 profit using someone else's money. Combined with your own $10,000 investment, you earn both the full 12% on your money plus 4% on the bank's money. Velocity involves keeping your money moving to accelerate wealth building. The key is reinvesting and re-leveraging your earnings continuously. For example, after earning $5,200 in your first year of business, you can borrow against your increased equity to expand further. This momentum builds exponentially when you leverage not just money, but also other people's time, talents, and contacts. When you combine tax savings with these wealth-building principles, the results are extraordinary. Taking $20,000 in annual tax savings and leveraging it with $80,000 borrowed money creates a $100,000 investment. At 12% return, this generates $12,000 while costing $6,400 in interest, netting $5,600 in year one. By continuing this process annually, your wealth grows exponentially compared to traditional saving or investing methods. The formula is simple: compound interest plus leverage plus velocity plus tax reduction equals wealth. By implementing these concepts immediately rather than postponing action, you'll save significant money in taxes while accelerating toward your financial freedom. The journey to tax-free wealth begins with a fundamental mindset shift. Most people view themselves as victims of an unfair tax system, powerless to change their situation. This victim mentality becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. They continue paying maximum taxes while watching others prosper. They file their returns reactively each year, focusing solely on compliance rather than strategic planning, and miss countless opportunities for legitimate tax reduction. Successful wealth builders recognize that they have choices and approach taxes proactively. They understand that tax laws weren't designed to punish success, but to reward certain behaviors. By aligning their activities with government incentives, they transform from tax victims to wealth creators. For example, a business owner who strategically reinvests profits into equipment can benefit from depreciation deductions while simultaneously growing their company's capacity. This transformation requires education, not just about tax strategies, but about business and investing fundamentals. Without proper financial education, even the best tax advice will yield limited results. The wealthy invest continuously in their financial knowledge, understanding that education provides the highest return on investment. They attend seminars, work with mentors, read extensively, and build networks with other successful investors and business owners who share insights and strategies. The path to tax-free wealth isn't about aggressive tax schemes or offshore accounts. It's about following the tax code's explicit incentives. When you build businesses that create jobs, invest in real estate that provides housing, or fund energy projects that increase domestic production, you're doing exactly what the government wants. For instance, real estate investors who provide affordable housing can access substantial tax benefits while serving their communities. Similarly, businesses that invest in renewable energy projects often qualify for tax credits while contributing to environmental sustainability. This approach isn't just financially beneficial, it's ethically sound. By reducing your taxes legally while contributing to economic growth, you create a virtuous cycle that benefits both your personal finances and society at large. The tax code becomes not an adversary, but a powerful ally in your journey to financial freedom. Consider how investing in opportunity zones can both reduce capital gains taxes and help revitalize underserved communities. Or how creating jobs through business expansion generates both tax benefits and economic opportunities for others. The shift from tax victim to wealth creator also involves understanding timing and planning. Strategic decisions about when to recognize income, make investments, or sell assets can significantly impact tax outcomes. Successful wealth builders think several years ahead, structuring their activities to maximize long-term tax advantages while building sustainable wealth-generating enterprises.